And welcome on into the Tuesday edition of Mornings with Kevin Bryan. It's time to turn our attention to our seniors. Time to get you the positive point on aging. And joining us from over at Oakleaf Village of Lexington, our good friend, Karen Pickard.
Good morning, y'all. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad everybody had a good holiday.
Yeah. How was your Christmas? Did you get a chance?
I was busy, but it was fun. I got to spend my time with some family, which a lot of people didn't get to, so I was very blessed this year.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good, good. Need to let folks know about Marsha. She's not with us this morning. She'll be back with us next week. Marsha lost her mom over the holidays.
Yes.
And we're not going to get into the details other than to say, you know, that she lived a beautiful life. She was 93 years of age, and, you know, she is... someone that you guys have talked about on the air.
Oftentimes.
Yeah, because of the fact that she was dealing with dementia and was someone that Marsha could learn so much about her own family and bring to the table when dealing with seniors. And she herself was in assisted living care and memory care and all that stuff. So anyway, I just want to, before we do anything else, Karen, I want to just send our condolences. I send a little love to Marsha and let her know that we're thinking about her, we're praying for her and her family, and just let her know that we love her and send some love.
Just keep her in her thoughts or prayers, because it's going to be a hard few months, as we all know.
Yeah, and the fact that it happened, on Christmas Eve doesn't make it a whole lot easier either, because obviously, every Christmas Eve going forward, you know, that's what you have to remember
My mother died on Thanksgiving, so even though it's not the same day of the year when Thanksgiving rolls around,
that's what you think of, I certainly understand that, I do. Oh, anyway, our love to Marsha, and we'll get back with her next week, but wanted you to know, our dear friend Marsha, that we love you and we're thinking about you.
Absolutely.
And you are near our hearts right now. So we have Karen with us, and what I want to do real quick is, I always want to, before we get into the meat of the discussion, I want to kind of give people a little appetizer first. And what I want to do is kind of talk real quickly, Karen, just about the goal for what we try to do here on Tuesday mornings, what we're trying to accomplish, who it is that we're trying to reach when we do the positive point on aging.
The goal is to help usually children find answers and solutions to help their parents, basically, is what happens. And this time of year, right after the holidays, assisted living, independent living, the phones are ringing off the hook with people who got to spend time with mom and dad and all of a sudden realize that things are not the way they thought they were.
Right.
And usually they get surprised that there's a care issue that needs to be addressed.
And, you know, that's kind of interesting that you bring it up that way, that, again, obviously you've been doing this long enough that you've seen the history of how this thing works. You get around mom or dad or aunt so-and-so or uncle so-and-so around the holidays, and all of a sudden, when you're with them a little bit more extended time than just seeing them for a meal here or a meal there.
Or talking to them on the phone.
Exactly.
Quickly.
Yeah. You realize, wait a second, something's changed just from last year at this time to this year at this time.
Absolutely.
And that's how it does work. I mean, it can literally be kind of a light switch, situation.
It usually is. All of a sudden you go home and your mother's house, which was always immaculate, is all of a sudden not immaculate anymore.
Right.
You're seeing the bathrooms aren't clean or there's cobwebs now. In my house, there's always cobwebs. But in most people's houses, there's not cobwebs. And when you start seeing things like that, that is a change in condition that you need to be aware of.
Sure.
And I think the hardest thing that we ever deal with in the senior care industry is talking to children that they have to become the parents of their parents. And we've talked about it on the show before, and you'll hear it again. It's really hard to have to look at mom and say, what's going on with dad? Mom and dad typically cover for one another. They've been married for 50 years, 60 years, and they're hiding something from their kids because they don't want life to change either.
Right, right.
And it's a very scary time, but all of a sudden, after the holidays, even if it's just been Zoom meetings, and there's been just some, it's a little different this year thanks to COVID.
Yeah.
But generally, you start to see things that you just didn't see before.
Well, and that's why we're bringing this up right here, right after the holidays, is because you're not alone. If this is what
Absolutely.
Happened for you and your family over Christmas or whatever it is, Thanksgiving, dating back, the last month or so.
Last 2 months.
Yeah, if you've seen some of this, you're not alone. It's pretty common. And there are some answers about what you should be doing, what you can do, what's best for mom and dad. And that's really, to me, what I hope anyone, even if it's just, once a week when we do positive points on aging, I really hope that because again, I'm 52 years old. I've got my mom, so right. I'm looking at it the way it affects me, and so I'm thinking, well, I'm right here in the demographic of the point. Our listenership, that's me.
Certainly, that's
you know,
you.
I'm right there. I'm right in the heart of our demographic. So I know there's a lot of other people out there that are just like me, who have parents that are at that certain age that you're starting to see some deterioration. If it's not emotional or mental, then it's certainly going to be physical. You know, nobody beats father time.
Nobody does. And, yeah. and you're the typical person who's dealing actually with what we call the sandwich generation. I mean, it is an old term, but it's very true. You've got kids, but you've got parents or a mom that you're taking care of yeah. and your uncle.
Sure.
So you're trying to balance everything. And there are solutions. And one of the things that I'd like to point out today is what's going on and what to look for. And then next week, we're going to take it a little bit further to help you find solutions for those problems.
Yeah. Well, and let's start with what we're looking for. What are we talking about here?
Well, there's four different topics that you want to look for. One of them is their health. Is their health declining? Are you noticing bumps and bruises on dad where he might be falling and not telling you? Parents don't tell you when they fall.
No.
And usually most of them are on some sort of blood thinner, so you'll see horrible bruises
right.
all over the place, which doesn't mean that they're in bad shape, but it does mean that something is going on. Falls are a trigger for something happening, and they're not going to tell you about those. Are they not taking their medications right?
Right.
That's a huge one. We get more phone calls that people just need medication reminders. It's, you know, they can bathe, they can dress, they can cook, they can do everything, but they keep messing up their medications. Well, most of the medications that people are on right now are very important to be consistent with.
Right.
So
not something you can afford to miss.
You can't.
Yeah.
You really, you know, if it's a blood pressure medication, it can affect all kinds of things. And so you need to make sure that they're getting those.
Yeah.
I think the scariest thing you see is when you walk into your house and you see your mom's pill pack on the counter and they've missed 2 days and she goes, oh, well, that's okay. I'll take two of them today.
Exactly. And I'll just double up.
Yeah, I'll just double up.
No, that's not how it works.
Don't do that, Mom.
Please don't do that.
That's really not a good idea.
And that's when you start to realize, though, that, you know, God bless her, you're not trying to be mean, but you start to realize this is becoming a day-to-day issue. And how many times before I happen to walk in right. and see this, has this already happened?
Absolutely. And it is a scary thing to think that she could be doing that. If you're on pain meds and you're doubling up on them, well, that causes falls to happen. And so you see all these health things just kind of trigger one after the other. It becomes a pattern.
Well, and let's say this, and I don't say this, Karen, to be melodramatic at all, but let's say this. When you get to a certain age and the bones are a little bit more brittle,
ooh.
You don't get second chances sometimes if you have a fall.
That's true.
You know, because that last fall could be the one where the hip goes, and we've seen it. Once something like that happens, the deterioration is so rapid.
Statistics
for someone.
Are against you if you fall and break a hip.
That's what I mean.
And making bad decisions is another thing. I don't know what it is about seniors, and maybe I'll have this much pride too, but they refuse to use a walker.
Yeah.
Walkers keep you from breaking hips.
Yeah.
And the reality is, again, statistics are against people who fall and break a hip. You generally, within a year, they do not make it.
Yeah, just that's something to keep in mind. And again, right. if you're seeing bumps and bruises that you're not used to seeing, then you kind of, and again, everybody knows dad doesn't like to talk. Like, you know, dad's tough. Dad was always this. You know, dad's a veteran. I don't care. You have a responsibility to ask the hard questions.
You wouldn't allow your children to do these things.
Right.
I said this to somebody yesterday. If you're not going to allow your kids to act like this, you can't allow your parents to act like this because
right.
it's the same thing. They both are going to get hurt.
And you're so concerned about respect and dignity, and
absolutely.
You should be. And we want to make sure that mom and dad have the dignity that they deserve. Of course, you're not trying to treat them like children. But
never.
But at the same time, the reality is, The parents become the kids and the kids become the parents.
That happens all the time. And it's not disrespectful. It's actually very respectful to love your parent enough to say, I got to take over now.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to address it.
It really is. And that's, again, I just want people to understand that when we're talking about this kind of stuff, everything here is geared toward respect and dignity for our loved ones.
Of course.
Hold tight. We're going to get a look at the Fox Business Report. We'll come back. We've got Karen with us from Oakleaf Village.
Mornings with Kev. Back to the Bar Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
And we're about 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Don't forget the Home Advocates coming up in the 9 o'clock hour with Courtney and Jeremy coming our way in just a little while, about 15 minutes. But in the next 10 minutes, I want to finish strong Lee, with our friend Karen Pickard from over at Oakley Village in Lexington. And we've been talking about knowing when it's time to make that phone call and suggest assisted living for mom or dad or whomever else it is. And we were talking a little bit about the signs and things that we're looking for if we're the children and we're seeing some change in behavior patterns and in health patterns when it comes to someone that we love.
I think one of the biggest things you hear, Kev, besides medication problems, is mom has been having fender benders.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom has fender benders, and she keeps hitting mailboxes, and hopefully that's all it is.
Right.
We hear horror stories, but hopefully it's just fender benders. And it's always somebody else's fault. That's when you kind of go, but mom, that mailbox has been there forever.
Right.
And how did you miss the turn there and hit the bush?
Right.
Those are the kinds of things. And nobody wants to tell their parents that they've got to stop driving, but sometimes that may be the first signal that more help is needed.
Yeah. Taking the keys away from someone is a very challenging thing. I've always coached people on that and said that's where you try to call maybe the family doctor and you get he or she to be the willing bad guy. And most doctors are willing to
most
be the bad guy.
Will. There's also classes
right.
that you can take in places. I think USC runs one where you can send a senior to try to pass a driving test and see how they do.
Right.
And they're pretty strict.
Yeah.
And there used to be a doctor here in town that if he thought you had dementia and shouldn't be driving, he'd ask you for your keys before you could leave the building. And that's really the way doctors should be. Some of them don't like to be that way.
Right.
But you could save someone else's life.
Absolutely. I mean, I just think about you driving down the road and that little kid on his bicycle.
Oh.
And God forbid, over and over and over again. But when it comes to daily activities and things like that that we have to take a look at and things that used to be old habit, no problem for mom or for dad, things like that, when it comes to just living life, are they able to do their normal activities?
Well, and now, again, I'm telling more about myself than I probably should, but I don't cook. My husband cooks, and thank God he does, or my kids probably would have starved. But moms usually cook. And are mom and dad living on cereal now, or are they eating out at McDonald's or Chick-fil-A a lot? Are they doing those kinds of things? Because that's also a sign that something's not right.
Yeah.
Most of us grew up eating a fairly balanced diet in this country. So when parents stop eating, nutrition is very important, and that causes all kinds of problems. Are they going to the doctor a lot? Is dehydration showing up often? Because dehydration causes all kinds of issues you don't think about, too.
Yeah.
Mom could show signs of dementia if she's not drinking enough fluid.
Sure, sure.
And dementia is something that nobody likes to talk about. It has a stigma behind it, but it is the reality, and we're seeing more and more
absolutely.
Of it because people are living longer.
Absolutely. You know, there's that. There's just simple things. Like you mentioned at the very outset, Karen, about you're used to seeing the house look a certain condition and it doesn't look right anymore. And you're like, well, wait a second. Mom's always been so meticulous about this. And all of a sudden that. And then it goes to hygiene, too.
Absolutely.
It goes to are they taking good care of themselves?
Yeah. Are they bathing?
Right.
You know, we don't expect seniors to bathe every day like some of us do because their skin is thinner. And there's just really not that need to at this point in their life. But when mom's clothes are dirty or when dad's shirt looks like he's been wearing it for 3 days, you know there's a problem. And those are the little trigger signals that you need to watch. It's mom wearing the same sweater that she's been wearing for a week.
Right.
You know, if you are doing Zoom meetings with them and that's how you're connecting with your parents, look for those kinds of things because those even show up on FaceTime.
Right.
The same clothes every day, the dirtiness of things. Is the hair combed? Is dad shaving? Those are little signals that you can see even over a FaceTime.
Right.
Meeting.
And you need to look for them.
You do.
You need to look for those. You know, getting around, things like that, when it comes to their mobility. I know that's another thing we got to be paying attention to.
Paying attention. Are they, again, it goes back to are they stumbling and that sort of thing. Do they get out to their regular meetings? Were they part of a Rotary group? Are they still doing that? Are they going to church or are they going to the synagogue?
And that's hard because of COVID to know.
That's where I was going. That's really difficult. But a lot of churches are now doing services again, but seniors don't want to go. But is the church connecting with your family member? And could you call the church and talk to the pastor and say, have you talked to my mom lately? Have you seen anything going on? I know at our church we have phone trees. We've talked about that here before, you know, to check in on people.
Sure, sure. Let me cut to it a little bit, because ultimately, if we're answering yes to a couple of these things, then it might be time to make a challenging decision. And nobody wants to take mom or dad out of the house. I mean, obviously, you'd like for them to be able to stay in their home and things like that. But there comes a time where, look, you know, you've got a job, you're around people all day long. The last thing you feel like you could be doing is potentially bringing COVID into the house, things like that. There are some factors here that make you have to ask the question, and that is it time to maybe look at that assisted living?
And that's the question you have to have. First, you have to have it with yourself, and you have to really start thinking about it. And people will keep calling me and saying, well, I don't want to move till COVID and we had the vaccine and all the rest of it. Actually, most assisted livings are pretty safe right now because we are testing all the time. As we were just discussing, we will be getting the vaccine next week at Oakley Village. Most assisted livings will have it in the next couple of weeks. Really, probably now is the safest time to move to assisted living.
I could have understood that argument back in March when we weren't sure what we were dealing with here and things like that. But now the protocol has been in place, and you guys are so meticulous about the way you're handling everything, about who's allowed in, who's not allowed in, how long they're allowed in, what they have to do in order to get in, all that stuff. And I've seen that with my cousin Bob. I mean, it's incredible how strict it is about just being able to get in to see somebody now. So I would think that if you were going to consider it, this would actually be a pretty good time to consider it.
It absolutely is a perfect time to consider it. And there are other things to consider. Where do you reach out for help? Do you call a placement agency? Can you call a geriatric care manager? Where do you go and do you call your attorney and say, I might need to enact my power of attorney at this point for my mom and dad? That's always a difficult conversation.
Sure it is.
And that is part of what we want to discuss for the next few weeks, because those are the kinds of questions you might need to start looking at. Where do you go? Who do you talk to first? The first thing you have to do is look at your checklist and see what's going on with mom and what you're most concerned about. If it's a medication issue, there are machines that you can get. I think you and I have talked about
those. We have
one
for mom. Yeah. It tells her every time it's time to take the meds, tells us when we need to go fill the meds, all that stuff.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, it calls you if the meds are not taken within a certain amount of time, all of that stuff. So, yeah, and we've been down that road with her, and that was really the only key mom had. Mom was in assisted living, and then we realized she doesn't need this except for the meds. And so we figured out about this med machine, and all of a sudden, our problems are solved, because there was nothing. She wasn't showing us any indication she couldn't handle living on her own except for the meds.
Right.
And other than that, you know, she's been great now. She's been living in a normal apartment, not even in an assisted living, not in an independent living, anything. She's living in an apartment off of Harbison by herself. Of course, she sees us every day. But the point is, I mean, that's great. If you can prolong that independence with a med machine, that's wonderful. But you got to make sure that's the right solution.
You got to find the solution.
Right.
And there are other options out there, but make sure they're the right ones. You're lucky your mom can cook.
Right.
You're lucky that she's eating well. The last thing you want to do.
Anybody named Cohen can eat well. Trust me.
Okay, well, that
I promise you. Yeah, I promise you. It's just, it's inherent.
But can't you cook? And that's the thing. You know, you want to make sure mom's not leaving pots on the paint, on the stove, and that sort of thing. When that happens, then you need to get worried about that piece of the puzzle. And that's another step down the road that you have to look at.
Mark and Kevin, the sons, do a lot of cooking for mom.
Do you?
And we love it. We love bringing her food.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we do that for Christmas for my in-laws. We freeze.
Yeah.
Like a protein, a vegetable, and a starch, and they put it in the freezer, they pull it out, and they pop it in the microwave, and they have pre-made meals.
Yeah.
And so
we enjoy it very, very much, cooking for mom, and that's something. Well, we'll continue this discussion next week.
Yes.
In the meantime, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And if people have questions about Oakley Village,
you can give us a call at 803-808-3477.
And online?
OakleyVillageLexington.com.
Perfect. Happy New Year, Karen.
Happy New Year to y'all.
All right. I'm back at 4 o'clock this afternoon. For Karen and, of course, for Brian, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point. The Home Advocate's coming up next.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.